Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, Give the Gift That Keeps on Giving. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, I Believe in Christmas, from Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 7.
Christmas. when you drift back into the fallacies and the follies of this world. Man, stay with God. Keep yourself pure and clean for the Lord. Serve the Lord with joy and gladness today. See, this prophecy, God with us, contains two truths today that we've got to firmly establish as believers in Jesus Christ. What's the first one? Very simply today, I believe in the virgin birth. You know, this is not being taught, preached in churches today. And it's what needs to be taught and preached. Many think it's not that important to believe in the virgin birth. I believe it's vitally important. I believe it's crucially important. I believe it's a necessity today. It's extremely important to believe in the virgin birth. And so since Jesus was born of a virgin, it means what? It means that he was fully God. Amen. You know, do you know why there's an attack in the fact of believing in the virgin birth today? Do you realize why that is such a centered attack upon that process and upon that promise that God's given us today? Is because if he wasn't born of a virgin, and if he wasn't conceived today by the Holy Ghost, he would have been conceived by man, and then he would not be God. I'm going to tell you today, the Bible is clear, concise, and right. He was conceived not of man. She was not conceived of man. She was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And so this was a divine act of God. The only way he could be God was to be conceived of the Holy Ghost, the third person in the triune of God today. So he would be God on this earth. Amen. So the Bible says the iniquity of the fathers are passed then to the children, as the word declares. Mary wasn't conceived by the seed of a man, but by God alone. Therefore, he didn't have a sin nature. Don't ever try to attack or attach a sin nature on Jesus. He was this sinless Son of God that died for sinners such as I and you and every other person in this world. So Mary, you realize, she was conceived by the Spirit of God. So he was, and here's the good news, and he still is God. Nothing is going to alter nor change that. God, you know, Jesus wasn't a messenger from God. He was God with a message. Amen. And so realizing this, his message is the gift that keeps on giving, as our choir sung about this morning. Let me take you to John 3:16, and I found this, and I really liked it, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. And I hope you like it too. We all know John 3:16, don't we? For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, you take that one verse that is called the gospel in a nutshell, or it's been called many things, but realizing, break that down. You know, we just say, oh, yeah, that's John 3:16. Man, I mean, that's one of the hallmark verses of the Bible. Everybody knows John 3:16. Yeah, but do you know what it says? Do you know what is behind and what God is declaring? First, let's break the words down. For God. And today, I'm going to use a phrase, the greatest. For God, this is the greatest lover. Amen. Nobody's ever loved you like he's loved you. Amen. So he is the greatest lover. So loved. This was the greatest degree of love that could be offered. He declared it, and it was the degree that was beyond the comprehension of man. Nobody can love you like God can love you. It is the highest, it is the most exalted love that there can ever be. Then he says, the world. That's the greatest company. Everybody, just not Jews, just not some people, just not some nations. But he loves everybody. Makes no difference who they are. He doesn't make any difference how low they've gone. God loves all people today. That he gave. That was the greatest act. That he gave. And thank God he did give. Amen. And then his only begotten Son. That is the greatest gift. There is no gift beyond that gift. That is the greatest gift that you can get. You may think, man, I want presents under the tree, and I want this, and I want that. Your greatest gift is what resides within your heart and your life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That whosoever Here is the greatest opportunity that man has ever been exposed to. That you can receive Him as your personal Savior and change your eternal destiny and also change your life. Believes. That is the greatest simplicity. God just said, believe and you shall receive. And then He goes on to say, in Him. That is the greatest attraction. There is none equal to Him. There's none greater than Him. He is the Lord. Amen. And then He says, should not perish. Man, you read through all the 3,000 plus promises in God's Word. I believe that's the greatest promise. Amen. Should not perish. But then that little conjunction, but, that's the greatest difference. Oh, what a difference He'll make in your life when you receive Him. And then the word have. Boy, this is really breaking it down, isn't it? The greatest certainty. I have eternal life. I know in whom I have believed. I know that He is able. And then the last phrase, two words, eternal life. That is the greatest possession. Man, you know what you get this Christmas or what you've gotten in the past? It's either going to break down or has broken down. Or it's found itself in the trash and doesn't last. Things of this world are temporal. The things that God gives you in this greatest promise given to this by this greatest opportunity, given by this greatest lover, today will change your life. And thank God today that we have that promise. We need to understand God with us today. God did not send someone to redeem us. He came Himself. He condescended. He came down. He took on the robe of flesh and He died for us. Many people believe that God, the righteous judge, will just dismiss the charges that are against us. Not necessarily so. You ever been to a restaurant and somebody came along? I've had this happen to me. Somebody came along and said, where's the ticket for your meal? Laying there on the table. Oh, okay. They take the ticket. And they take your ticket and they leave with it. Well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to pay your bill. They're going to pay for your meal. They've got that covered. Amen. So then the waitress comes back or the server comes back and says, oh, well, I thought I placed the bill there. I thought I placed the ticket. And you say, well, you did, but this person right over here at the register has a bill, and he holds up the bill. He says, I got this covered. Amen. See, that's what Jesus did for you and I. He's got everything that was against us covered, paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God that we have that promise today, that we've been redeemed, and Jesus has paid it all. All to Him I owe. As sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Amen. Thank God. Let me tell you something, friend. He is the righteous judge, and He paid the penalty Himself. He didn't send Abraham, Isaac, nor Jacob. He came. And it's important to believe in the virgin birth, basically because it helps us to understand God is with us. God paid the price. And the second thing, and I'm through, I believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the incarnate Christ. So in the same way there's a war raging against the virgin birth, there's also a war raging concerning Jesus coming in the flesh. There's a lot of mixed up theology that people today are believing alive. This war has been raging a long time. This is not something that just started recently. But even while He was on the earth, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And they went through that narration. And then, as today, they say, Jesus, well, He was a good man, and or He was a prophet, or use all these terms that we just equate something good. There's none His equal, my friend. There's none like our God today. The answer, then, is the answer today. He is Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the only answer. That's the only solution for the degradation and the shame of man's sin. It's important that we believe in the virgin birth, and it's important that we believe He came in the flesh. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.